Hallelujah. Are you happy?
Yes.
Amen. Let's just ask the Spirit of God to speak to us this morning. Amen. How many of you know we had enough church? Amen. Let's ask the Spirit of God to come and minister to us this morning. Hallelujah. Can we have Kofi on the keyboard, please? Is he here? Hallelujah, Jesus. Just take a moment. We just had worship, but I want you to just invite the presence of God for a moment to really minister to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we welcome your presence in this place. We invite your presence in this place. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Come, minister to us, God. Minister to us, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, just for a moment, just pray with me. Hallelujah. Lift up your voices everywhere. Come on. Invite the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Rabahaseke sunanamando roboko tenemerianda rabasako huriyanana maraso toriondo robo riba mama masoko to robo. Come on, church, let me hear you. Lift up your voices and invite the presence in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Rama sirere mando yanini. Sirare ande si. Uriara rama se. Sele mas que mo urinarande oh. I don't know who in this place you got a song of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Come on, let that river bubble out of your belly. Let that river bubble out of your bellies. Hallelujah. Lift up your voices. Come on, sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's minister to him. Come on, few minutes. Let's just minister to him. I feel like the Lord is asking us, come before me and minister to me. Oh, somebody take the alabaster jar and find the Creator seated in your midst. And find your place. Find your place. Oh,
oh. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful name.
Ooh. Hallelujah. Oh. Yes, Kuramaha seke telobobo. Rebebebe seke teleliana lamaso yelabonde. Uriana namase yelabobobo. Rosina namande rebokoso. Come on, dig deeper, everyone, everyone in this place. Dig deeper. Oh, the wells of rivers of living water is about to bubble up. Hallelujah. Rivers of living waters are going to bubble up. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh yes, Kurama Nerebokosa Rebebebe Sokotoro Bobo Helebo Tina Manterebo Rokotoro. Oh yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Somebody's burden being lifted. I don't know who that person is. Your unmet expectation has bogged you down and you almost lost the life of Christ in you. This morning the river of God is about to unflush those things and the life of Christ is going to flow into your being.
What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name.
Come on.
The
Jesus, let the life of Christ begin to invade us now.
What a powerful name it is.
Now.
What a powerful name it is.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Your mundane religious activities. Oh, your unanswered prayers. Your unfulfilled prophecies. Oh, your wilderness, dryness. Everything that has kept you in a box is going to be removed.
What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Stand
Jesus.
What a powerful name it is. It's the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. There's someone in this room. The Lord is ministering to you. You are at a place on the outside nobody knows, deep on the inside you have lost the life of Christ. But today the Lord is saying he has come to cause the life of Christ to flow in you. Because there are so many things around you that has not been answered, that has caused you to be in a place stifled, pushed. But today the Lord is saying, I want the rivers of living waters to bubble out of your bellies. Every eye closed, if you're saying, yes, that is me, just lift up your hands and I want to just pray for you. Oh, shapala karamanturu kushita. Reke tele maraka. Sete tele moro rus. Right now. Let the rivers, let the rivers, let the rivers, let the rivers, let the rivers of living waters bubble out of your bellies. Shabaraka. Elebor katara morosa kete de merekande de boroko tara maraka da rebeko robo. Shabala, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it right now. Receive it right now. Shapatana moroko de rebo. Sino di oro roboko toro bobo bobo. Shoo.
Father, we thank you, Jesus. Ramata la baba, Rabba baba baba baba, Shitara baba.
Rivers of living waters flow through
us. Shitara baba baba baba. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your river. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. Turn with me to Romans. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. I want to start from there, but I want to go somewhere else. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? As many as are what? Come on, some of you are not saying. As many as are what? Led by the Spirit of God are called? Does it say those who have the Spirit are called sons of God? Come on, according to the scripture, what does it say? Or does it say those who know about the Holy Spirit are sons of God? Huh? Come on, y'all talk to me now. What, according to this scripture, I know the whole concept, the doctrine, I'm not going there. The Spirit of God lives in us, you know, I'm not going there. According to the scripture, what does it say? If I know about the Holy Spirit, I'm a child of God. If I speak in tongues, I'm a child of God. If I pray, I'm a child of God. If I come regularly to Mount Zion, I'm a child of God. I am what? Led by the Spirit. So I want to ask you a question. Who is leading you? Who is leading you? In order to be led, I need to be a follower first. Hello? Hello? If I want to be led, the first thing I need to do is I should learn to follow. Everybody say follow. The problem with us as Americans is we don't like to follow. Am I right? Because we like to tell others what to do, but that we don't do. Come on, you're looking at me like, what is he talking about? See, who is leading me? See, this is a question sometimes when I ask around the world. I was in India just in the month of November. We had a training school, like a boot camp, for senior pastors who have three churches, four churches, who have 500 members, several churches. We had a 30 days boot camp. And when I asked this question, some pastors got saved again. You know why? I can do church and not be led by the Spirit. Hello? I can do Christian activities and not be led by the Spirit. I can read my Bible yet not be led by the Spirit. Can I go a little deeper? I can pray yet not be led by the Spirit. Pastor Kofi, Apostle Kofi, you can say this. You can lead worship yet not be led by the Spirit. So when I'm doing a Christian discipline without the leading of the Holy Spirit, I am not doing it as a son, I'm doing it as a bastard. Hello, you got very quiet there. I do it as a slave, not as a son. Hello? I'm no longer a slave, but I'm a child of God. See, it is very important that you and I understand being led by the Spirit. Let me give you one scripture. Turn with me to Galatians. Turn to Galatians chapter 5. And let's read verse 18. Galatians 5:18. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not what? Under the law. See, I can be in the New Testament proclaimed to be not under the law, and if I'm yet not led by the Spirit, I'm still under the law. See, the Spirit of God came for the purpose so that we can follow Him, so that we are no longer under the law, but under the grace so that we can be like Him. Amen, hallelujah. So, being led by the Spirit of God is the most difficult thing for a human being to do. Correct? How many of you know, walking and not knowing where you're going It's very difficult. Am I right? When you want to go, we say, where are we going? Which turn are we taking? But he looks at us and says, don't ask me for direction, follow me. Hello? You're saying, oh, what are you talking? This is, must be an Indian god. This is the problem. We, the church, and we, the nation of Israel from ancient days, never wanted to follow God. We always wanted to follow a man. I can give you an example. When God came in the top of the mountain with all the glory and the cloud and the presence, can you imagine God talking to Moses on the cloud and the people in the valley can hear the voice of God? Can you imagine me standing here, God speaking to me, and you can hear it? Hello? How many of you would like to have an experience like that? But what did the people say? What did the people say? I don't want this. This is too difficult. You go up there. Pastor Obi, you are called to pray. You go pray. You bring me the word. See, the problem from the ancient of days is this is the real problem. I do not know how to follow God. I rather follow a man. I rather follow a doctrine. I rather follow a group. Oh my God, can I talk to your people? Today people come to worship not to worship God, to worship the worship leader. You're saying, what are you talking? There is idol worship in the house of God going on. We worship the man of God more than we worship God. Hello? Hello? If sister so-and-so is speaking, there will be a group of 50 people coming. Because I like this group. You are following the group, not God. So, for me to follow the Holy Spirit, I need to know the Holy Spirit. How many of you had mothers in your life? You know the look of your mama. Am I right? Mama doesn't have to say a word. The very one look she turns and gives you, you know exactly what she wants, how she wants it, how to execute it. Oh, you got it. But when it comes to God, he turns and looks at you, you're like, what do you want? Hello? You know why? We spend time with mama. We sleep with mama in the same room. We eat with mama in the same house. We know her, but we do not know the Holy Ghost. That's why we don't know how to follow him. First question, who is the Holy Spirit? And I know I'm talking to the choir here, but just to lay a foundation before I go any further, I want to say, he is not just the power. He's a person. Everybody says, yes, I know he's the person, but I want to paint a picture for you so that you understand. In practical reality, a person who believes that Holy Spirit is a person will not use the power alone, but he will be in relationship with the Holy Spirit. But the one who believes that he is just the power will only use the gifts, but do not have a relationship. Are you getting it? I think I'm speaking in Indian this morning. See, in the church today, we are drawn towards signs and wonders and miracles, all gifts, prophecy, that's all great. But if you're just drawn to the power manifestations alone, and if you do not know the Holy Ghost, you are in danger. That means you don't believe him as a person. You only want to use him as a gift. Hello? Do you see the difference in the church? But the majority is on this camp. Gifts, prophecy, healing, signs, wonders. He is the healer. Where is your relationship with the healer? Where is your relationship with the deliverer? Where is your relationship with your guiding system that he's put in you?
So I need to know the Holy Spirit if I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. So I want to ask a question. If you walked into say my home and I never invite you, I never say hello, and you walked into the door, I am busy doing what I want to do, how would you feel? Tell me. I never offer you water. I never say sit down. But I'm very busy doing what I'm doing. You what? Hurt and rejected? Would you like to come back again? But if Holy Spirit a person, how does he feel in a service? Think with me. If Holy Spirit is a person, he's walking into this room, how do I treat him? Or I just want healing. Are you with me? Do I embrace him? Do I ask him what he wants? Do I tell him, what is the purpose you are here? Or am I busy doing my churchy thing? I'm a worship leader. I can be busy doing worship and people can be filled. I have been in services where healings have taken, miracles have taken, people walking, paralytic people walking, cancer being healed. I will go to the car and the Holy Spirit has, how was the service? I said, I had a great service. Yeah, you did what you wanted to do. Hello? He'll say, you did what you wanted to do. I said, what do you mean? He said, you wanted only my power. You just wanted to use me. You just wanted only the anointing. You just wanted the power to manifest. But you never consulted me for anything. You never even wanted to know what was in my heart. But all you wanted to take my power and use it for your own sake. And he said, you want to use me. You don't want to know me. Hello? Am I talking to you? What if the Holy Spirit said, I don't want to heal anybody? What if the Holy Spirit said, I don't want to give a word? You will still worship God? You will still love God? Do you see now? We say, yes, he is a person. Yes, I embrace him. But in reality, we don't work like that. We work like somebody wanting to use and take his power and just to use it for our own. Does he want to heal people? Yes. Does he want to deliver people? Yes. Does he want to do good to people? Yes. But he is an individual person with his own mind, with his own authority, with his own emotions. And he decides on his own, what does he want? See, why am I saying this? If I do not know what he wants, how will I follow him? Hello? If he doesn't, if I don't know what is in his heart, how will I follow where he wants to go? Otherwise, what I will do is, I will go where I want to go. I want the Holy Ghost to follow with me, to attest what I'm doing, to amplify what I'm doing, and to glorify what I'm doing, and then say, we had a breakthrough. Hello? But he's saying, those who are led by the Spirit are what? Are called sons of God. So I want to ask a question. How many of you have been in a relationship? Wow. But in a relationship, if you only did what you wanted to do, you only said what you wanted to say, you never asked the other person how they feel, never wanted to listen to what the other person said, will the relationship last?
But how is it if the Holy Ghost, we think the relationship is going on and on and on and for years and years, when we never care about that person, we never give anything for that person, it's all about me, gimme, receive me, I want it, talk to me. Has you ever thought about the person of the Holy Ghost coming saying, what is in your heart, what do you want, is there something that I can do that will bring pleasure in your heart? Why? Whatever he wants will bring pleasure to Jesus. Whatever he's desiring will glorify the Son. Whatever he wants will take you to the Father. But my problem is, I just want what I want. So I want to challenge you today. He is a person waiting to have a relationship. How many of you would like to sit in a car and you are driving and the person is sitting in the passenger seat for 4 hours and you never have a conversation? But do you realize in our walk with God, that's how we are with the Holy Ghost? We never have a conversation with the Holy Ghost. We never spend time with the Holy Ghost. Why? Because that is the purpose. When you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. You are no longer under the law. You are under the grace. Why? Christ came to fulfill the law so that you might get the revelation of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll give you one incident. I'm learning, as I'm learning to walk with the Holy Spirit, that it's a walk of adventure, but it is a walk full of power, life, and strength. Recently, as I told you, I was in India doing a school. And this has got nothing to do with whatever I say, but this is how it happened, and I'm learning. And I was teaching. And from the back, they told me, it's tea time. You got to finish the class. So I'm almost done. And I said, get up and hug 3 people. And let the love of God just work with each other. And then we'll go for the tea. But you know what happened? When people began to get up and hug one another, the love of the Father began to manifest in that place. And 3 hours, people fell down on the floor, weeping. And God began to heal everything that is in the heart. What if I did not listen to the nudge of the Holy Spirit and I just moved on? I would have had a good service. I probably would have got a good offering. Or probably I would have got a good applaud. But I would not have fulfilled what was in the heart of the Holy Ghost, that is unto the kingdom. See, we always say we are doing as unto the Lord and we want to do it, but we do it on our own without in consultation of the Holy Ghost. That means I am operating on my own, not in the kingdom. Another time this happened, we stood up to read the Word of God. I wish I can show you those videos to you. It's crazy videos. People stood up to read Isaiah. It says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. And we read it 3 times out loud, everyone. And as we were reading, the power of God began to fall in that place. And people were thrown out of the chairs. Chairs were broken and Bibles flying everywhere. And I tell you, the power of God came for 4 hours. People were set free. And then we had worship service for 1.5 hours with only one song. We didn't repeat the song. You might be thinking that we kept on repeating the same song for 1 hour. No. One song, worship service for 1.5 hours. Because why? People began to see and began to worship. People began to hear and began to worship.
people began to get into the realms of the spirit, like John was in the spirit in the island of Patmos, and he began to see into the throne of God and who was seated on the throne, and he began to worship God. I'm telling you, people of God, when you begin to follow the Holy Ghost, the first thing he will do is he will reveal Jesus to you, so that your worship and your prayer and your word will be full of life-giving, not just a mundane Christianity. I'm telling you, I'm speaking to somebody, more than one or two in this room. Your Bible reading has become mundane. There is no life. Your prayer has become so religious. You are praying in tongues, but it becomes so religious. You are worshiping, but you're becoming religious. Why? The life of Christ has gone. Why? You are not being led by the Spirit. You are being led by a method. You are led by a doctrine. You are led by your past. You are led by your experiences. But God is saying today, saying, follow the Holy Ghost. You will find Jesus, the life giver. Amen. How many of you know that we struggle to pray? Or probably Mount Zion has no problem for prayer. But I struggle to pray, I'll be honest. Sometimes I sleep when I pray because I'm so tired. And I'll tell God like this, I say, I can pray if you touch me. I want to pray, but I'm not able to pray unless you touch me and cause me to pray the way the Holy Ghost wants to pray. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 2. Before that, let's go to John chapter 7 and verse 38, please. John chapter 7 and verse 38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart, his belly will flow rivers of what? Living waters. Is there one river or many rivers there? Rivers of living waters. There are many rivers in the Holy Ghost. There are many flows, many streams in the Holy Ghost. And out of our heart shall flow what? Rivers of living waters. Okay, now turn with me to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. But the anointing which you have received from him abides where? In you. And you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, it is true and is not what? A lie. This is one of the rivers, and this is called the river of the Holy Ghost, of the anointing for life. See, the anointing for life is different from anointing for ministry. Turn with me now to Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. There are many rivers, many anointings. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, what does it say? And you shall what? Receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall witness. What does it say? You shall be witness for him in Jerusalem and Judah and Samaria and all the ends of the... This is a river of the anointing of God for ministry. I want to just talk about the two different rivers today. One river, one anointing is for ministry. Another river and another anointing is for life. We probably know this better, right? We talk about this all the time. When it comes, you shall receive power, you have the gifts, but we tend to forget another river that is more important than this river. This river can make you to do the works for God, but yet not know him. Hello? This river will cause you to do things for God, but yet not have a leading of the Holy Ghost. This river will cause you to do powerful things for God, yet not know the relationship with the Holy Ghost. But the other river is what is very important. I want to focus there this morning. God willing, we'll go there. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27, it says, this anointing for life has nothing to do with ministry. Let's go there. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. I want to just dig a little deeper in there. But the anointing which you have received for life, it abides what? In you. Does it change? What does the scripture say? Read the scripture and tell me. Does it change? Abides in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you, as anointing teaches you concerning all things. It is true, and it is also not a lie. See, the abiding river that comes out of your belly, the anointing of God, never fluctuates. But the anointing for ministry goes up and down. That anointing can grow. This anointing does not grow. This anointing resides in you. It is in you. It remains in you because it is a constant flow of God. It never changes. But the anointing for ministry is different for different seasons. See, Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 says, the power of God comes for a reason and a season. The anointing that is upon me to teach will not be the same anointing when I'm preaching. The anointing that is upon me to preach is not the same anointing when I'm prophesying. The anointing that is upon me is different when I'm doing deliverance. And also, the intensity of the power changes according to the work that I'm doing. That anointing varies. One day it'll be more powerful, one day it'll be more mild. One day it'll be explosive, another day it'll be still. That is the power of God. But the anointing that resides in you for life does not change. That is purely based on relationship. Let me give you a scripture. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 4. Let's read from verse 6. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6. And because you are what? Sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, what? Abba, Father. Let's go to the next verse. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. But if a son, then a heir of God through Christ. See, because we are children, because we are sons, He sent the Holy Spirit where? To live in us. That anointing for life does not change or grow or fluctuate. It remains in you. I'm going to give you some things that's going to open your eyes to really understand the difference between these two. Some of you are saying, what are you talking? I don't get it. The reason is why we don't have a relationship with the Holy Ghost. This anointing for life is for us to look more like Jesus. That anointing for power is to do the works of Jesus. This anointing for life is to produce the fruit. This anointing upon me is to manifest the gifts. So let me throw you a case down here so that you understand what I'm talking here. If what I'm saying is not true, then how can the scripture say, in my name you are cast out demons, in my name you are prophesied, in my name you have done the works, but the Lord says, I know you not. Hello? Are you with me? Why does that scripture say that? How can I do deliverance? How can I prophesy? And how can I heal people? God is the one who's healing, but God is using me. And God is saying to me what? I know you what? Not. So which anointing is important in life? Not the anointing of power that we always talk about. The anointing for life
is the primary thing that you and I need. Why? When you have the anointing for life and when you walk in it, you know him and he knows you. Okay, turn with me to another scripture. Hallelujah. The Bible clearly says when he called the 12 apostles, the Bible says very clearly that Jesus prayed all night and he selected all the 12 apostles. And then, you know, turn with me to Mark chapter 3 and verse 14 and 15. Mark chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. And he appointed the 12 that he might be what? With him. That he might what? Send them out to preach. 15. And to have power to heal the sickness. So what is the first priority? To be with them. But what is the first priority that we hear always in the church today? Power. Go. Do something. Go. Heal the sick. Deliver. Yes, we got to do those things. But the first thing is what? To be with him. So when I am not focusing on my anointing for life, when I'm always focusing on the anointing for ministry, I can be in heresy. I can slip. I can flip. And he can say, I know you what? Not. I don't know about you. It would scare. Fear of God comes upon me. Say, I'm preaching, going everywhere. But what if God looks at me and says, I'm healing the sick, I'm prophesying, I'm doing deliverance, people are getting saved, people are getting filled. But how can he tell me? I don't know about you. When I read this, this bothered me for years. I would pound the presence of God on my knees saying, God, how can this scripture be true? How can I, as a servant, God, you use me and people get healed and you can tell me I know you not. These are not my words. Hello? Some of you are like, oh my God, I wish I didn't come this morning. You know why? In the church, we are always talking about power, 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 manifestation, power, gifts and this and the why. We are so driven by this need of appreciation to be someone or something. But he's saying, the first thing for you in verse 14 is to be with them, that he might send you to preach, then he might send you to heal the sick. If he doesn't, he doesn't. How many of the preachers today will be happy if Jesus said, you're not going to preach another sermon in your life, just be with me? Hello? Come on, let's be honest. How many preachers can say, hey, I am in for it. You're not preaching, buddy. Not even one sermon. You're not going to preach to anybody. You're not going to pray for any sick. You're never going to have a pulpit. You're going to just follow me. I'm like, what did I sign up for? But do you realize how in the church world we are not doing the first thing first? We are majoring on the minor. But he said the founding, not even the so-called business card apostles. There are apostles today who don't have church. There are prophets today, they cannot even hear God. They need someone in the parking lot to tell you the car plate number so that you can tell it as a word of knowledge. Hello? The first thing is anointing for life. See, that anointing for life, it's very precious. That's what enables you to hear the voice of God. That's what enables you to cry out, Abba, Father. That's what enables you to fellowship with God. That's what enables you to be rooted and grounded in the Lord. That's what causes you to fall in love with the Word of God. Watch me. Did you hear that? That's the anointing that will cause you to fall in love with the Word of God. Watch me. The anointing to heal the sick and preach and everything, you will not fall in love with the Word of God. You will only use the Word of God. Hello? Hello? As a prophet, I will use the Word of God to prophesy, but as a son with the anointing for life, I will fall in love with the Word of God. Why? The Word is Jesus. The Word is life. Even if I don't preach a word, it doesn't matter. I will love the Word. I will eat the Word. I will think the Word. I will meditate the Word. I will breathe the Word. Why? That is the life of Christ in me. Oh! But today we have, oh my God, God help me. God has to rebuke me, slap me on my face upside down to get my attention. I was busy preaching for 5 days a week and I only read the Bible to preach my sermons because I didn't have time to read the Word, because every day I had to preach somewhere. So every morning my time was to prepare the sermon, and the Holy Ghost said, "You are using me." He said, "You are not coming before me to know Jesus. You want to use the Word to preach." And he asked me a question that shook me. He said, "Son, when was the last time you read the Word to know me?" When was the last time you read the Word to know me? I only read the Word to prepare a sermon. He asked another question. When was the last time you prayed to know me? I fasted for an answer. Hello? I fasted for what? An answer. I fast for a breakthrough. I fasted for a new building. I fasted for a new car. You single ones, you fast to find a good partner. Hello? But the God is, the Holy Spirit is asking, who are you leading? If you are being led by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will lead you only to Jesus. He said, when did you pray so that you will have fellowship with him? Can I go a little deeper? This is a tough one. I don't want to lose you, so I'm trying to discern. He asked me, when did you worship me to know me? And I had to weep. I said, God, I worshiped you to have a breakthrough in service so that I can preach. I worship God so that I can prophesy. I worship God because I can get an answer. But the Bible says you will worship him because you love him. This anointing is for works. This anointing, watch this. This river will produce the love for Jesus. See, this river will produce the love for ministry and for people. Hello?
I will be driven by people. I will be driven by need. But here, I will be driven by the deep. The motivation of pure agape love of God. Jesus. This anointing is for personal walk. This anointing is for public work. This anointing will manifest Jesus. This anointing will demonstrate the power. This anointing doesn't need the atmosphere. It only needs your hunger. And this anointing depends on the atmosphere, the hunger of the people. That's why I can pray in this anointing, but I cannot pray in this anointing. I can worship in this anointing, but I cannot worship in this anointing alone. Why? This is only me and God. That is corporate. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are called sons of God. See, this anointing doesn't lie. It's a constant. But this anointing varies. Can I go a little, slightly one statement? Listen to me carefully. This anointing will stir the flesh. This anointing will still the flesh. Lift up your hands to heaven. Come on, lift up your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. And ask Him, who are you, Holy Spirit? Who are you? I do not know you. Just ask Him, I want to know you. Holy Spirit, I want to know you. Holy Spirit, I do not know your nature. You will spice. Oh. Shabala karamandara. But God is doing a deep work in some of your hearts right now. Allow. But God is saying, I'm waiting for this river, the ministry for life. God is saying, I want the love. I want faith. I want the person of God bubbling inside of you. Just allow Him right now, right now, right now, right now.